They are a family that strives to succeed, all dedicated to achieving their dreams and bringing success in life.
You know, one thing growing up was really important to my family was school and education, so my mom really pushed that. Football for me personally came second to her, so just from a family perspective, man, everybody was always challenging each other. It was pretty competitive, and you know, we've all done pretty good for ourselves.
His mother was an Olympic gymnast. His younger brother graduated from med school. His sister, a veterinarian. But it's Jerome Felton's older brother who has made the family very proud.
It's not for everybody, and you know, kind of just like football, you know, it's not for everybody. It takes a special person to be able to do that. So I have the utmost respect for everybody that serves in the military, and for him to be able to go overseas that many times to come back and still be a family man he is. I mean, I love him. You know, he's served our country through and through, and went above and beyond. So just to have him in the family, I'm proud of him. And you know, he's the most successful person in our family, if you ask me, just from what he's sacrificed and the things he's had to do. So, you know, he means a lot to me. He's somebody very important in my life, and I love him.
Serving our country in Iraq and Afghanistan, Simon Felton is an inspiration to his successful family for his dedication to serve and protect this country. He is a role model for the Feltons for his endless determination to put his life on the line for others, which makes Sunday's Salute to Service game even more meaningful for Jerome.
You know, I was actually born in Germany, so my dad was in the military, and so if he would have never been in the military, I wouldn't have been on this earth. So he met my mom in Germany, and we moved up here when I was a baby. So it is very important to me, and now that my brother's serving and just knowing what he's done and being able to have to go overseas so many times and fight for our country, you know, I just want to make him proud in what I do out there on the football field. And, you know, I'm always trying to grab the souvenirs and stuff from the Vikings locker room because we all get camo stuff around this time, and, you know, I send it to him. So, you know, he loves watching me play. He's excited about it, and I'm excited too.
Having the opportunity to put on the pads each Sunday is something special for Felton, and never taken for granted. After starring at Furman University, he was selected by the Lions in the fifth round of the 2008 draft. But he bounced around from Detroit to Carolina to Indianapolis until signing a free agent contract with the Vikings in 2012.
When I came here, it was my fifth year, so I kind of looked at it as a crossroads because, you know, I could have went into it and, you know, not really worked out, maybe not even made the team. And, you know, people would look at that as a successful career. You know, I played 4 years in the NFL, and, you know, not everybody can say that. But it was a crossroads to me to where did I want to have the career that I thought I was capable of having. And so I had to, you know, work really, really hard that offseason to make sure I came in ready to go. And, you know, luckily, you know, I came in a great time, been able to block for Adrian Peterson. He got over 2,000 yards that year, was able to make the Pro Bowl. So my career took the path that I really wanted it to take. And so, you know, I'm continuing that struggle and continuing every day to come in and work hard and making sure it's what I want it to be.
He once again is having a big role in the Vikings ground game, clearing the path for the 11th ranked rushing offense in the NFL.
You know, when I was in college, I used to get the ball, and it was an adjustment for me to making that transition from a running back to a fullback in the NFL. But so now I get joy out of when the tailback has great success, and we've been able to do that this year. Obviously, you know, we've relied on younger guys like Matt Asiata and Jarrett McKinnon. So, you know, the more success they have, the better it feels for me, and it gives me joy, and it makes me still love playing the game. So, you know, I love it when those guys rip off big runs or run somebody over. And if I can clear a hole and make life a little bit easier on them, you know, I'm doing my job.
Jerome Felton is a guy willing to do the dirty work to help the Vikings bring home a win, not looking for the headlines, and bringing his hard work attitude each Sunday is a lesson he learned at a young age from his hardworking, successful, and determined family.
When we talk and stuff like that, everybody's, like I said, it's still a challenge, just like when we were kids growing up. And, you know, we all want to see each other be successful and to see where we came from a small town. You know, nobody think you can make it to where we are at today. It's pretty, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. And, you know, I love them all, and everybody's doing well. And, you know, I just hope for continued success for everybody. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be there to pick on each other still and motivate each other. So, you know, it's cool to be a part of a family that, you know, wants to be successful and wants to do the right things. And, you know, it just helps me be a better person also.